Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principle from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, The Law is for Those Who Disobey God, already in progress.
Lord, praise our thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 praise the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Good to have you at the Living Savior Church today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Wow, praise the Lord. Wonderful things happen all the time, don't they? I will have to say, praise the Lord. We serve an awesome God. I'm so grateful for the King showing up here at this church and doing the wonderful things that he does. Wow. That healing school, we have a healing school one Saturday a month. And every time we have one, we get to see him do some wonderful things. So yesterday we had a great testimony, actually a couple of them. But back in December, one of the ladies that came, her 18-year-old daughter, I believe she said 18. The girl was 18 years of age, and they had been to the doctor. And the doctor told her she was going to have a bunch of tests run and had all kinds of things wrong with her. And so somebody, I don't know who it was, but a friend of theirs, when they was talking at church or wherever, telling people, you know, that we're going to have to go have all these tests run and all this stuff. Somebody said, well, here, why don't you listen to one of these CDs? And she handed him a CD by Pastor Thurman Scrivener. Now, we ever heard of that guy?
I think so.
We have. Okay. Oh, he's that crazy guy.
No, he's not crazy.
So anyway, they came. They listened to the CD, and they listened to it, and they were impressed with the healing scriptures and everything they heard and the testimonies. And so they came last December, and we got the little 18-year-old girl to repent of all of her sins, mother to repent of all of her sins and everything. And then we prayed the prayer of faith for the little girl, and she stood right here yesterday and told us she was healed. Did you see that, George?
Yes. She sat in front of us when we were back
there. Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. She said she's healed of everything. Is that awesome? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And then we had I was at the door. I'm bouncing all over the place at a healing school. I was bounced out to the front door. And there was another lady came in with her little child. And I was talking about the lady that had just passed by me and told me the testimony and about how her daughter got healed of everything. And when I asked, what'd you get healed of? She said, everything. Well, this lady that was right behind her was coming in, and she said, and this is my son that you prayed for his right eye. He couldn't see out of his right eye, and today he can see perfect out of his right eye. I thought, you know, this is almost getting beyond coincidence now, isn't it, George?
Amen.
It's in other words, Jesus must be showing up here. I don't know anybody that can do these things except Jesus. Do you? No, Jesus is so awesome. He's so real, and we love him here. And of course, Miss Carrie here, you know, as I was talking to her today, I love to share with her about her testimony, because Miss Carrie and her husband, their faith has been built. And hold your hand up, Miss Carrie, so they know who you are. So anyway, they had a relative that was in Florida and was already admitted to hospice and was going to die, and there was nothing can be done, so they just put them in hospice and let them die. Well, Miss Carrie and her husband, they've been listening to my teaching for a long time about how we can heal the sick. And so some people say, you know, you can't do that. But anyway, they fly, they buy them a ticket, and they fly to Florida, and they go in. And of course, now when she goes, Carrie doesn't know how bad this lady looks. You know, she's been admitted to hospice. You know, usually you're on your last leg when they put you in hospice. Y'all know that? So you ain't going to go out and do a whole lot. You ain't going to run no 100-yard dash or nothing like that after you've been admitted to hospice. It's over. So anyway, Carrie and her husband walks in, and she looks at the relative, and immediately something hit her. Oh my gosh, she looks awful. I mean, she just looks awful. And the Lord saw her faith was plummeting. So he said, Carrie, my dear, remember, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead after he'd been dead 4 days. Said, this woman's still alive. So that boosted Carrie's faith, didn't it, Carrie? That's what the Lord told you, right? And so anyway, she prayed, her and her husband prayed for this relative, and thanked the Lord for healing her, and she went home from hospice, and she was just done great for months and months and months.
9 months.
9 months, and then she passed away. But for 9 months, she went out shopping. She went out eating with people. She got healed. It's just amazing. We can heal the sick, can we not? Now, what I'm going to teach you today, I want you to know that if you don't like what I'm going to teach, don't get mad at me. I didn't write the Bible. You know, Jesus wrote the Bible, right? I mean, if Jesus said, go lay hands on the sick and cast out them devils, if you don't believe demons work or you don't believe you can heal the sick, well, Jesus said that, didn't he, Carrie? In other words, as many times you heard me say it, you've checked me out and it was in your Bible. And so it worked for you. That's amazing. But anyway, we're going to, first of all, I want to cleanse and purify this church. Now, I want you to know that most of you, until you started coming to my church and heard me teach on this once in a while, most of you didn't believe that you could forgive sin. That was kind of a new one on you too, wasn't it, George? It certainly was on me when I read that. And I looked there, but John 20:23. I want us to look at that first in the King James, and then I want us to look at it in the NLT. But I want you to look at John 20:23 and see what it says. Now then, when you look at John 20:23, what does that say? Okay, now wait a minute. Now, did that say, whosoever sins you remit? Is that what that Bible says, George?
That's what it says, Pastor.
Now that's kind of a lump in your throat, isn't it?
Not anymore.
Oh, not? Not anymore. Okay, some people say, well, I don't know what remit means. Okay, let's look at it in the NLT. Turn it over to the NLT and let's turn to John 20:23 in the NLT and see what that says. What does that say?
If you forgive anyone.
Uh-oh, now that's pretty clear this time, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
If you forgive anybody.
Anyone.
It's done.
It's done.
You know, it's amazing how things happen, but this is a true story. This happened this morning at 4 a.m. Cheryl and I was laying there at solid sleep, and a man dropped his cell phone, and it pushed a button that rang my number. And my phone went off at 4 a.m., and I thought, I woke up, and I thought, what is this? And so I answered the phone, and he said, oh, Thurman, when he realized who it was, he said, I'm so sorry. I dropped my phone, and it hit something that caused it to call your number. And I said, well, praise the Lord. He said, well, I got you on the phone. I might as well tell you this story. I said, okay, what's the story? He said, you remember so-and-so, a guy that you gave us some CDs to that was from Alaska? I said, yes. He said, I talked to him the other day. We met and had coffee. He flew down here to deliver an airplane or something. And he said, we were talking, and he said, he brought up your name. Said, do you know Thurman Scrivener? And he said, oh, yeah, I know Thurman Scrivener. He said, you know that guy? He gave me some CDs one time when I was down there having an airplane worked on. And he said, we can forgive sin. Then he said, no, he didn't say that. God said that.
Right.
So he said, since we've gone back to Alaska, he said, in our church, we used to never see no miracles. But we prayed for people, but we hardly ever saw anybody get healed. So he said, after I listened to you say that the problem is you don't remit or forgive people's sins. He said, we had a lady the other day that we couldn't get her healed. And so I just told him, I said, you know, the Bible says we can forgive sin. So we're going to find this person's sin and we're going to forgive that sin in the name of Jesus. And he said, and then we prayed for that woman and said that woman was instantly healed right there.
Amen.
Said, I don't know why in the world, everybody in the world is not teaching this because it's in the Bible. But he said, most people fight against it. Now then, did Jesus say there that whosoever sins we forgive, they're forgiven?
They are.
So before we pray for somebody, what as Christians, first of all, what should we do? We should remit our sins. Lord, I ask you to forgive my sin. Cleanse me and purify me and wash me in the blood. Now then, if you get your sins forgiven and washed in the blood, are you in pretty good shape?
Yes.
You ought to be able to pray the prayer of faith for somebody now, right?
Amen.
So you pray. But I just thought how unique that was that at 4 a.m. this morning, a man just dropped his phone and it rang my number. Now, who in the world could have possibly done that, George?
I've got a good idea.
Yeah, you got a good idea. I have a good idea, too. Only God knows every one of our numbers. Is that right?
Amen.
He could direct a phone call at 4 o'clock in the morning. It was amazing. And then he told us some wonderful things. And Cheryl said that she was standing there by the way, because she jumped right up when the phone went off at 4 o'clock. She said, wow, that was worth getting up for. It was worth getting up for, was it not? Just think of what we can do in the name of Jesus if we only believe. Now, praise God. Before we go on, let's see, Gary, that's got the little boy. Where are you at, Gary? Where are you at? Okay, you got a testimony about your little son, right?
Oh, yes.
Come up here and tell us this testimony. Let me get a microphone here where they can hear you. I want the folks to hear what your testimony is about this little boy. Praise the Lord. Tell us what happened.
Okay, well, I have a 9-month-old son. He's back here in the nursery with the mother right now. And anyhow, when he was born, he was coming down the tunnel and he was crooked and his heart rate was going really low. And they said, well, we're going to have to do a cesarean, which we didn't want, but we want the baby to be living. So we said, okay, we'll do that. So they had the cesarean and I went in with her and they dressed me in, you know, the sterile clothes and I held her hand. And then they pulled the baby out and they said, you can look at your baby now. And I went over and looked at my baby and I turned around and there my wife is wide open on the table and her uterus is up the size of a pineapple up on her chest. And I mean, what a sight. He should have warned me, but he didn't. And so I watched him sew it all back together and put it back in her, and what a sight that was. But anyhow, we got the boy then, and we noticed the boy had where his nose and his eye meet come together, he had an artery that was popping out. And it was a birth defect. I mean, it was very noticeable. Anybody would have seen it the rest of his life. It would have been very plain. People would have seen it. And we thought, well, that's really too bad. And we prayed about it and asked the Lord to touch it and heal it. But it stayed there, and 3 weeks passed. And one morning, Marty was laying on the bed next to the baby, and she says, boy, I'm really concerned about this. And I said, yeah, I am too. I said, well, we prayed about it. Let's pray about it again. So we prayed about it again. And then I got up and I went to the other end of the house and I was doing something else. And 2 hours later, Marley comes running into me and she says, Gary, it disappeared.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, The Law is for Those Who Disobey God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.